And I can testify to this, church. Listen, my time on the mission field in Niger, West Africa, and now here as a pastor of Cooker Creek Baptist Church, I couldn't do it without my wife. I'm telling you, she completes me. She holds me up. She encourages me. She prays for me. She helps me. And I thank God for her. And I cannot emphasize the great importance of the missionary wife. And the wife in general. I say praise God that the Lord has blessed men with wives in our families and how important they are. So I want her to come up now. Sister Alford, if you would come up and just share what the Lord has laid on your heart. And I know it will be a great encouragement to us. Thank you so much, sister.
Thank you, Pastor. It's a blessing to be here at Crooked Creek again. My name is Barbara Alford. I am married to Jerry Alford for a long, long time now. And I hope the Lord gives us many more years.
Amen.
I was saved in North Florida. And 4 months later, Jerry received the Lord. And then years later, the Lord called him to preach. And we moved up to Greenville, South Carolina, and that's when we got involved in missions. And the Lord started dealing with me on Monday night. Pastor Jimmy Rose said, if you wanted to let the Lord work in you whatever way He wants to come forward and pray. So I went. We both hit the altar. And I thought, I said, Jerry, is the Lord going to call us to missions? No, I'm going to be a pastor. And I go, uh-oh, I missed that one. But the Lord knew my heart must have been the hard one to satisfy. But He said Tuesday or Wednesday, the Lord started dealing with him about missions. Well, and then we loaded up shortly after graduation, and we went to language school. And let me say, if you are planning to be a missionary, the language is very important. It's very hard, especially when you got little ones to take care of. But the Lord would do it for you. And I says, Jerry says, why do you have to study less than me? And I says, because the Lord has grace on those that need it. And of course, I had to take care of the babies, you know. And so the Lord blessed us, and we got to Venezuela. And you know what? Now I look back and see the fruit. Those little ones that was 3 and 4 years old that I used to teach Sunday school to are now adults in their 30s and 40s, and they have children of their own. And just to see them still serving the Lord, that is such a blessing to my heart. And a few people mentioned or asked me about my health. Thank the Lord, I am in good health now. I don't know when that day comes the Lord's going to call me, but I'm ready. And the doctors told me not to go back to Venezuela, and I told him, I said, listen, I don't care what you say. The Lord called me to Venezuela. And I said, if He wants me, He's going to get me no matter where I'm at. And I'd rather be in His will. And the doctor told me the last time I went in January, he said, you don't have to do another stress test until 2019. So I guess I'm good until then, unless the Lord does something different. But just continue to pray for us, and we appreciate all that your prayers. And I know that's what keeps us going and keeps us in Venezuela. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Alford. I appreciate that so much. Listen, I think this would be appropriate for Sister Hamby, too, and any other missionary wives here tonight. I think it would be very appropriate for us to give them a hand of encouragement. Amen. We